Min campus alihor, miai Karsten Schwine. Nilqakom għal-programm ieħor fis-sensi ilha minn campus għal-ieħor forsi sal-rajtu nittama li xkur propju wasalna kważi fl-aħħar tas-sensi ilha huwa 12-il wieħed minn 13 jekk alla jrid nerġgħu nkunu flimkien anki fis-sensi ilha fis-skeda li miss fis-sensi ilha oħra. Però qabel ma nħarsu daqshekk il quddiem ejja nħarsu lej il-programm tal-lum illi bħall-oħra jinqablu jivvjaġġa joħodna laqana ma' nies mid-dinja akademika, professjonisti, professuri, riċerkaturi, nies illi kapaċi żommu kuntatt bejn id-dinja tal-immanaġġjar, id-dinja marbuta ma' aspetti soċjali ta' proġetti ħafna drabi mid-dinja edukattiva kulturali u fl-istess ħin jinvestu anke ħinhom u jiġġeneraw iktar riċerka nies. Kollegi tagħhom anke studenti fil-qasam ta' Universitajiet u Ċentri ta' Riċerka dwar aspetti marbutin ma' dak li nsejħulu humanities u hekk studji soċjali, ġustizzja soċjali, ħafna drabi b'aspetti kulturali. Il-mistiedna illi għandi llum fil-programm mhix inqas minħadd ieħor anzi tagħmel ċertu xogħol f'dimensjoni partikolari ħafna. Hija bbażata f'Istanbul, Turkija u għalhekk anke għandha perspettivi interessanti għaliex minn lat tikkollabora ħafna mad-dinja tal-Ewropa ċentrali, pereżempju il-Ġermanja, l-Awstrija, l-Ungerija, ġirien fuq l-qalba tat-Turkija, il-banda l-oħra ovvjament għandek l-Asja, l-Lvant nofsa, r-Russja u ċ-Ċina. Din il-persuna hija Gochke Dervişoğlu Okandan. Hija bbażata meta għamlet li għamilt l-intervista kienet bbażata Bilgi University fil-Fakultà ta' Komunikazzjoni qed ngħidlek kien preċiża b'dal-mod għaliex proprju kien żmien ta' tranzizzjoni tagħha. U fi fad l-intervista għamilniha fit-tmiem is-sajf 2021 proprju fi żmien li kien ta' tranzizzjoni għalija. Ġifieri hemm forsi anke iktar relevanza minn programmi oħra għal min jismana forsi bil-ħsieb li mhux biss sequenz imma anke jsib forsi ċertu spunti, ċertu ideata. Ta' meta wieħed jgħaddi mhux biss feta żgħira, imma anke jkun issa qed tkun qed jgħaddi mit-tletinijiet, mill-erbajnijiet, mill-ħamsinijiet u anke iktar meta llum il-ġurnata f'dinja tant tiklob flessibilità. Min għanna u nibqgħu naġġornaw ix-xogħol ta' riċerka u x-xogħol marbut speċjalment mad-dinja kulturali u edukattiva biex dejjem nibqgħu kif illi nieżgħu nartos u dejjem nkunu lesti biex naddattaw għar-realtajiet tad-dinja tar-riċerka tax-xogħol tal-akkademja li jinbidlu minn madwarna. Biex ma ntawax wiss Gochke kienet graduat proprju mill-Università ta' Istanbul mill-Iskola tal-Ekonomija li kif se nisimgħu hija dimensjoni importanti ħafna li għax b'xi mod ta' formamentis fuq id-dinja tal-industrija tal-ekonomija u l-aspett ta' kif inti tibni strutturi li huma b'saħħithom kummerċjalment. Kienet għamlet teżi ta' masters bis-saħħa ta' scholarship minn gvern Awstrijak u ħadmet fuq id-dinja ta' knowledge management li kif nafu anke f'dinja globalizzata bħal din anke permezz ta' ċentri u l-inkubaturi Malta kif l-Università Malta huma dejjem importanti ħafna biex iżommu l-innovazzjoni għaddejja. Ippubblikata anke f'din id-dinja ta' akkademija li tmiss dejjem mad-dinja tal-business affarijiet vari bit-Tork, bil-Inglis, traduzzjonijiet anke għal lingwi oħra u meta daħlet Bilgi University għamlet it-teżi tagħha fuq is-support tad-dinja kummerċjali propju fl-arti f'kollaborazzjoni ma' Business School famuża ħafna li hija dik ta' Copenhagen Danimarka. Kienet għamlet xogħol ta' wara dottorat il-postdoc Princeton University bħala fellow ġewwa l-Amerika. U mbagħad għamlet ukoll xogħol ta' direttriċi ġewwa il-programm tal-gradwati ġewwa il-proġett li jismu kamma il-fejn hemmhekk għamlet xogħol ta' direzzjoni, ta' manager, ta' tiftix ta' fondi propju ġewwa l-Università ta' Bilki. Għandha xogħol iktar, però jiena ħani afhem issa fid-daħla tiegħi biex issa nisimgħu minn għandha stess Gutch Keder bi soklu. Nirringrazzja biss qabel ma nieqaf lejjem lill-proġett Medinea tal-mużika li provdin programma l-ieħor u jtu tina dejjem dan il-ħoss Mediterranju. After that brief introduction from my end, the Maltese, as I always do during this series, where we're looking at professionals, not only through, however, the professional angle, but also from the personal perspective, to try to bring a little bit also to life the academic side of people on the show. And I think today's guest, Gökçe Dervişoğlu Okandan, Gökçe, I welcome you and thank you very much for being with me on the show today.
It's my pleasure, Karsten. So we have been in contact in academic terms for several years, and right now being with you on this level with our university students, with our audience, is a very important gathering for me. Thank you for the invitation.
You're very welcome. And as I was saying, you're at a particular juncture in your life. We're sort of preparing for this program. And I think it would be particularly interesting for our listeners, especially maybe those who tune in because they enjoy listening to these stories of career paths, the personal and the professional, the challenges, as well as the joys that come out from the various challenges we face. And in your particular case, you are sort of at one of those junctures, about to stop a little while from what you've been doing and establishing yourself in terms of Bilgi University in Istanbul and your current academic and professional structures, but not to completely detach yourself, but actually to start looking at and developing other connections, other networks, other partnerships, other possibilities, which you have been sowing over the past years. Mm-hmm. Without wanting to skip too much ahead, because just as a form of structure in this type of program, we sort of tend to try to look at the present in the middle part, in the second part, between our musical breaks, which also open up a little bit of a personal perspective on my guests on the show. If we had to start at the beginning, a little bit like Mary Poppins says, the beginning is a good place to start. Could you maybe tell us a little bit how, more than your interest, it's your lifelong work, really, into the creative industries, into the business aspects of it, which I guess at some point, unless you say it directly yourself, I would really want to know how the professional, how the business, how the practical perspective is sort of wedded with the academic, with the reflective part, because it's really important to know what one is talking and writing about. But if we had to sort of pair it back and go maybe a little bit to the beginning, how did your early phase start off? Where did it start off from?
Thanks for this opportunity, like Mary Poppins, starting again from the beginning. So my journey started, I guess, in my interest for analytical skills. I was born and raised in Istanbul. And in Istanbul, we have a private school. It's called Austrian School. It is the only school outside Austria, which is also following Austrian curriculum and in correspondence with Turkish Ministry of Education. So this is relying on the historical bonds of Ottoman and the emperors. My parents encouraged me to, in order to learn foreign languages, encouraged me to visit the school. So I think it all started with that, because in Austrian culture, arts, both visual and performing arts, play a very important role. As a kid, I in a bourgeois family, I was always encouraged to take ballet lessons and performing arts. And this school gave the first notion as an adolescent, the importance of culture. At that school, I was visit the commercial school in Germany's Handels Academy, and people who visited this part tend to study business administration or economics at the university. And so I continue my studies at the Istanbul University School of Economics, which has a quite strong tradition on the School of Economics, along London School of Economics and stuff. So it was a very profound infrastructure, profound base for me to start that kind of connection between culture and arts and economics. After graduating, I have been challenged in one course, and it was strategic management. I like challenges. So I went to the professor and said, this is not the highest mark, highest grade I have received. I would like to work with you, I said. She said, this is quite a courage that you are showing right now. You are not...
Yes, you haven't gone for the easy options, or you got grades in the subjects, or just went for it.
Indeed. And then she said, let's give a try. And there were some exams for TAs, and I have applied to that teaching assistant position and became her assistant. And I have learned a lot of things from her, Esin Ergin. During that kind of experience at the university, and Istanbul University is a very well-established university, dates back to Darul Funun, which is founded by Mehmet the Conqueror, which has a history of more than 500 years. So it is in the parallel time, like Bologna University, so this established universities in Europe, this was an effort, and they have a history and
culture. It's a whole tradition.
Yeah. And since I know German, and I have been a graduate of this Austrian school back in Turkey, I applied to a scholarship and try to finish my master thesis in University of Innsbruck. And a university in Innsbruck, and the strategy professor there, Hans Hinterhuber, has invited some scholars from Germany who were experts on perception. So the first idea which came to my mind about my PhD was brought by these scholars, by the conversations, discussions, how management students are perceiving, how some kind of, formal structures, routines, traditions, corporate cultures are developed. All that kind of discussions led to my PhD thesis selection, and I worked on the role of private sector in arts and culture infrastructure in Turkey. So that was actually maybe a long journey, story.
But from what you're saying, it's really very clear, and you've stressed this, how important the learning environment is, the learning context is. In your case, I'm aware that Turkey's very interesting position, very closely connected to German-speaking countries, even traditionally with the later parts of the empire. You mentioned Austria and Germany, for example, but very much lying there at the heart of three continents, and how I imagine that the way you described your education and your opening up also into other areas of interest, be they the arts and the humanities or the business perspective, led you very much into other areas, not only the ones of Istanbul, which is a huge city and very much a city on a global level, but also beyond that. So this importance of being in touch and working on campuses and having international colleagues. So was there at the very beginning? Because this is something which very much defines you today as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I have to mention that all that kind of all these things happened at the late 90s. So that 1990s, I have graduated from the university in 1997. I have become an assistant. At that point, Turkey was not included in European Union's exchange programs. So we didn't have an Erasmus. So my efforts for being international, because I knew some languages, German and English, and I was an extrovert trying to build some network, some kind of connections, to trying to make use of some kind of traineeships. For me, for instance, Isaac, the club for management students trainee program, it was very important. It was my first international experience in Hamburg, in a global city, the very open city as well. And then in Leipzig, in a rather, after the war, in the early 90s. So it was not that open, but it has a very strong tradition of culture, obviously. So that kind of, you know, opportunity seeking also led me to a point where I can start interdisciplinary studies, because in my home country and university, that kind of study was not recommended.
Because not so common as well. I imagine it's sort of a run-of-the-mill approach. In fact, even other people on the show who maybe I'm speaking to because of some common contacts on networks and groups, informal as well sometimes, as we are in relation to the UNESCO work on cultural diversity, and other people on the show have also come through that. Maybe it's not the standard run-of-the-mill approach to sort of academia and further studies. And this has somehow really defined your development.
Indeed. So, I mean, in a traditional university like Istanbul University is a business administration department with the vision of my supervisor, who was at that time our dean, a very strong vision. And he although he said, I don't have a similar example to support you on the board, I believe that the future lies in it. So I strongly support you in your decision for this PhD topic. So I started to pursue my PhD, and immediately afterwards, Istanbul has become the candidate for European Cultural Capital.
Ah, so we're speaking about 2010, I remember the actual year, years before leading to that, which, if my memory is correct, also reminds me of that period where there was a bit of discussion around the French presidency of the Council of the EU, which was probably the time we met after the 2005 Convention on Cultural Diversity came into effect, when there was also discussion of possible closer relations between the EU and Turkey.
Yeah, it was also politically a period of opening up, And, you know, the, it was a very strong tendency for participatory methods, for democratizing, also regarding the Copenhagen criteria and EU rules and regulations. So that notion was very strong. And at that time, I switched my career. I resigned from the university and start working as a consultant. Actually, it's a management consulting firm, but it's a semi-academic firm founded by one of the pioneers of action research in Turkey. So all that kind of, you know, participatory methods, delivery, design, that kind of notions also played a very important role beyond my management education to establish a sense of political diversity in the settings where I am trying to design and establish. So that was also very important experience, but especially I was not very much aware of the roles and situations of the NGOs in Turkey. I was able to work also with the NGOs in this consulting firm because we were doing as a pro bono effort. And during that time also some kind of UNESCO projects like cultural heritage projects in Fenerbalat, in the Golden Horn area, that kind of established UNESCO projects were conducting search conferences for their sustainability. And for sure, it was a very important experience time for me, not only from a management perspective on the private firms, but also on the third sector, on the civil society, to gain some knowledge, which I try to use after that. I resigned from my consultancy job, from full-time, I switched to part-time and joined Bilgi University. And at Bilgi University, since I at that time I was not completely finished thesis, I joined as an adjunct faculty. And the first course they asked me to give is my baby, is the course of cultural and creative industries. It was the first time.
Things are to be channeled in that direction.
Yeah, and the first time the notion creative industry made sense to me because I was always interested in value-added production, chain, Porterian methods in strategy.
And very much an area of things coming together. So your multidisciplinary and international approach somehow again was coming into very good use at that point in time. I think that will be our next step. Generally, halfway through the program, we'll try to give a little bit of time on this series, which in Maltese is called Min Campus Ali, or in a way, connecting campuses. And that's what we're doing a little bit today as well. However, before we delve into that a bit more in detail, also in terms of your work, your research, and your writing and your publications, let's pause a little bit and also add a little bit of a personal touch further to this conversation and go back a little bit in time with a personal perspective on the soundtrack. You'd like us to start getting into. We're having two tracks like we have always in these programs, and your choice are particularly interesting, I must admit, because I'm mostly ignorant about pop music and also popular current music in Turkey, also from a few years back. And I dare say possibly even some of our listeners might be new to the type of music you will introduce us to. Which track will we listen to first?
The first track is Hadi Bakalım. This is the song, this is from Sezen Aksu. She is the, you know, recognized diva of Turkish pop. So I think internationally she is also acknowledged. The song is a kind of anthem for us, for those people who were in the late 90s able to join Isaac parties in Germany. So this was, we had also a choreography. This was our song that we were, for me, it was very encouraging and honoring because it was a Turkish song. I had always that kind of, problem for explaining myself as a Turkish citizen in Germany because the perception is different. But all that kind of efforts were actually serving for bringing us together with this song. So for me, it's very important because I was 25 years ago dancing with my with two of my best friends. One is from Hamburg, Germany, the same name as you, Karsten. Karsten Tillak, and my second best friend from Südtirol, from Northern Italy, Sigrid Meran. I was dancing with them with this song, and still we are in touch. We raised two kids, and I am when I am in Berlin, I am residing in their home. So this is a very personal song, and I hope the audience will enjoy it.
Yes, let's listen to it. And I thank you for choosing it and sharing it with us.
Yenimiz mi dar, ne var, ne var? Uçurmuş herkes, o da kim oluyor? Sen kimsin, kim bunlar? En büyük kim? Hadi bakalım, kolay gelsin. Bir acayip zor yarış. Bana ne aman, ben anlamam. Pek hesaplı, ince iş. Hadi bakalım, kolay gelsin. Bir acayip zor yarış. Bana ne aman, ben anlamam. Pek hesaplı, ince iş. Sen seni bir sen seni, sen sıkı tut çeneni, eline diline hakim ol, sonra öcüler yer seni. Sen seni bir sen seni, sen sıkı tut çeneni, eline diline hakim ol, dikkat.
After this really, really good blast from the past, in a way, maybe new or maybe familiar for people like my guest today, Gökçe Dervişoğlu Okandin, from Istanbul, from Turkey, with, however, quite a bit of traveling and residences around different places. And I think from what you've told us, and also from the spirit you're evoking of your career path in the early phases of it, and now we're coming to the second part and sort of the recent and present as well, there's this dynamic element where, in a way, possibly some people might still think that if someone pursues an academic career or something related to research or observation or analysis, it might be a little bit dry. And maybe sometimes it is, as with all fields of practice. But the way you're describing it, it's very much almost part of social history and the development of networks, of communities. I know you were involved also in the Tandem program as part of the European neighborhood program. You're very active on a cultural social dynamic. And I think our listeners today will be particularly be pleased to see that element of connecting campuses and really sort of going from the inside out. And I think even your field, and this is where we can go a little bit more into depth, the culture and creative industries and how they relate, sort of interact and interface with issues of diversity, with issues of participation, with the business element. And you told us also at the beginning how this entrepreneurship element, how the business element lies very much at the heart of your interest. But let me stop there myself, and I would like to ask you how much of this that I'm sort of perceiving from you, how much of it is true and at the core of what you do? And also, over the past years of your research, what were maybe the main outcomes, the main trends you've observed, and the main dynamics of the field?
So thanks for the question. So it is from an academic and research perspective, I think I have started in a, you know, Istanbul University Business Administration and Management Department with a more quantitative focus. And my education was also quantitative, statistics and economics and everything. So this was this, you know, analytical start was a very good base for mm-hmm. me to start. And then after I joined Bilgi University and this international network that mm-hmm. Bilgi is involved, Bilgi has a kind of critical perspective. Mm. So for me, joining from a mainstream business school to a critical social science oriented department was at the beginning very tricky. But personally, since I have been raised by 68th generation in a quite critical manner, and yes, a politically engaged manner, it was also suiting my dreams and perceptions and ideas. Uh-huh, so that I have figured out a couple of years later. At the beginning, I was quite pessimistic that nobody was able to understand the value of the quantitative work I have been doing. But obviously, after also giving research methods classes for years, I see right now that there is no important distinction between that kind of focus, quantitative, qualitative, of the combination of both, or action research, as you were mentioning, to the projects that we have developed. These are including the researchers. We were in the process, and we tried to figure out to change the process and to write the outputs accordingly in order to reflect to artistic and creative community. Although all that kind of notions that I'm right now mentioning, critical mm-hmm. perspective and everything, is a little bit in bias to this neoliberal perspectives of mm-hmm. culture and creative industries.
Yes, yes.
Still, we are discussing all notions, all potentials of research, Because we believe, by we, I mentioned our departments, yes, and the position of the department, that, you know, we know the taxonomy of UNESCO, maybe our listeners are also familiar, that at the very core of creative industries, arts is standing with critical notions, with artistic freedom, with different ways of expression. So if you can really keep that core alive, mm-hmm, and dynamic, mm-hmm, so I also, as a management scholar, believe, mm-hmm, that the extension of the circle, creative circle, will directly influence the creative services, media, game industry, even far traditional industries which are connected to creative industries. So this was the perspective. And from this perspective, we try to create some projects. For instance, with as you mentioned, with ECF, European Cultural Foundation, with their support, because we were working with them since they are based in Amsterdam in, yes, a MATRA project, and MATRA is the civil society fund for the Netherlands, and with their support we were able to open up our research center. We have a research center for cultural policy and management, and with the first support of Buchmann Stiftung, their publication house, we were able to publish our yearbooks. Mm-hmm. So that kind of relations led to projects like Tandem, that projects in Turkey, in cities, rather than big cities. You know, we know that the potential of Turkish creatives are 80% in Istanbul, but because of the extension of the city, because of political climate, that some of the artists have migrated to other countries, mm-hmm, where, mm-hmm, because of the freedom of expression, yes, boundaries, etc.
And also the status of the artist and the artist.
Status of the artist.
Very much something you focus on as well.
And economic problems as well, the sustainability, continuity, it's, which is all related to state of the artist. Mm-hmm. So we also focus to different cities. For instance, next week on Monday, the fourth edition of Spaces of Culture, a project also supported by Goethe Institute, Consulate of Sweden, Consulate of the Netherlands, and Institut Français. Happening in Istanbul with the participants from Izmir, the third biggest city, from Gaziantep, the border city, Syrian border city, where we have the most migrant population, and Diyarbakır, the very important cultural city in the Kurdish region. So this participants from these three cities will come together, and we are going to find some methodologies, some models, mm-hmm, some business models for their so-called entrepreneurial efforts, yeah, as artists.
Yes.
So, as you have at the beginning mentioned, in the my recent focus mm-hmm, was mainly on entrepreneurial education. By entrepreneurial education, I don't mean the Silicon Valley taxonomy, but a general understanding, yes, a vision, a notion of an holistic mm-hmm, model development, which can sustain, which is an important problem for the artists in Turkey.
Yes, also, Gözke, if I may, just very brief comment, as I don't want to interrupt this very interesting elaboration you're making about even how, as you said before, a part of the process is changing the process itself, and not adopting or finding or even developing a model which then somehow is fossilized. So you're not sort of trying to find, as one is often at risk of developing a model and then trying to repeat it, trying to export it, trying to apply from the city to the village. Say this works in Istanbul, this works in a particular district of Istanbul, being a huge city, and therefore just trying to set it sort of elsewhere, but actually keep questioning, keep developing, keep confronting and keep comparing. And that, while I'm sure very exhausting, can be much more effective than just trying to, keep flogging a particular horse until it almost exhausts itself. We're very used to that type of approach, unfortunately, in different walks of life, where we end up sort of saddled, so to keep the horse metaphor going, with a particular way of thinking, which then, however, is a little bit too strict, too rigid, whereas your research tries to keep in touch with what's happening and all the changes from regions, from districts, and from different situations.
Thank you for underlining that very important notion of authenticity. So it all start our research, mine including, it all start figured out what is distinguished, what is the value in there. So trying to recognize the original value of it, the authentic value of it, and try to make use of some established models. For sure, they are benchmarks. You can use it. And, you know, in our, especially during the time of Corona, I see that a lot of formats are for free, for use of creatives. We have a notion of creative common. So this is also serving the creative field a lot. So all that kind of notions sometimes forget the importance of authenticity.
Yes.
And also thank you for mentioning about local governmental involvement, because I am working on a micro level more with entrepreneurs and small organizations, but my colleagues are working on meso and macro level for cultural policy development. And for sure, our stakeholders, one of the most important stakeholders, are municipalities or city councils, civil initiatives, which are in interaction with the city government. So we know that our friends, one of our friends will talk tomorrow in Izmir, in UCLG, United Cities and Local Government Meeting, Cultural Summit in Izmir. So I strongly encourage also our listeners who are students to try to make that kind of links, because my whole career, I believed in the notion of stakeholders.
Yes, yes.
It is not a kind of terminology that you fill in for in project application form. What are your direct or indirect stakeholders? But there are really genuine people who are going to benefit what you are doing, and from what they are doing, you are going to benefit. And since these resources are quite scarce, so we have to collaborate.
Exactly. It's the mutuality of the benefits is very much there for the taking. Gyuchke, we are towards the end of the program already. We've got a bit of 10 minutes to go. So let's, again, catch our breaths with another piece of music that you've chosen for us, particularly strong and melodious piece of music, just to make us a little bit also reflect a little bit also back on your background, even from a professional perspective. And then towards the end, try to look a little bit at the future as well of what your career path is leading you towards and what research seems to be suggesting. So what are we going to listen to now?
We are going to listen from Pentagram. This is a hard rock group, almost heavy metal group in Turkey. From their Anatolia album, This is also very important for me because, as I mentioned during our talk, that our focus has switched from the city to Anatolian cities. And the track is called Sonsuz. Sonsuz means endless. So I think from now to the future, that kind of, you know, melodic transmission, soft melodic transmission on a rather hard group is the one I'm trying to invite our audience to listen to.
Very good. Let's listen to it then.
Dağlarda yol olmaz uzanırsın, kalbinde güç kalmaz uzanırsın. Of, yarın olmaz. Zor günlerin ardında huzur olmaz ki her zaman. Umutlar yön bulmaz yarın olsa da. Beklenen gün olmaz. Sözlerim gerçektir, yüreğim kardeştir her zaman. Umudum sonsuzdur, uğraşım bitmez hiçbir zaman. Geliyor, geçiyor hayat. Kaçmakla bitmiyor hiçbir zaman. Oh, yalnızlığın sözlerim gerçektir, yüreğim kardeştir her zaman.
So we're back after that other really good track from Turkey, thanks to Göçke Dervisoğlu Okandan, my guest today on Min Kampus Alihor. Göçke, we're at the end of today's program, but we've still got a few minutes, and I'd like to somehow connect back to your personal development, professionally speaking, also personally, because at this time of my getting this interview with you, you're actually pausing your research within the campus atmosphere context, as it has been over the recent past, to move to other ways of developing your practice, your research, and your professional interests. Is that something you haven't done before? Because you've told us how you've shifted gears over time to try to adapt, respond, And I guess in a way also maybe preempt certain changes in the sector, cultural, political, social, in terms of the development of what you relate to in terms of cultural creative industries and cultural research. So, in brief, where is your career path going as far as you can see? What is your motivation in moving ahead? And also, how do you see the trends in your sector responding to what are the current challenges?
I am right now in this junction, and it is a very organic junction. The way the path led me, I think after 24 years, I have starting as a TA in 1997. After 24 years, our generation is very used to this modernist typology, the university, pursuing an academic career. Although I have put a lot of extra efforts, I try to pursue that parallel tracks, one on the field, one on academia. And right now, the people, our graduates, so it was a kind of handover. These people are pursuing new projects and they are founding startups. And they're inviting me. First, they have invited me as mentors because, this new business modeling, all this, the kind of notions that we have already talked are their main issue. And I try to help them. Now we came to a scope that many of them internationally are engaged. And I would like to put my main effort to support them. The shift in my career would be from the academically engaged Gökçe to the mentor consultant Gökçe, which was already the case, but I was doing it as a professor.
Yeah.
I do believe that we always refer to 21st century skills and everything in the educational development. But I do believe that many of us will pursue several careers.
Mm.
And they are going to do it at the same time or incrementally. I was lucky enough to do it both at the same time and right now incrementally. And I think this kind of business development with my ex-students, right now colleagues, will also feed me and bring me again to my academic responsibility for writing and publishing. Because in Turkey, we have a very orally transmitted culture. We are telling stories, explaining in our classes a lot of experiences, a lot of historical facts, but we don't write enough. Mm. And we don't write enough internationally in English or in other languages. So I think my focus will switch to consulting and writing. And since after the pandemic, we have experienced that this kind of activities are not space bound.
Mm.
So I don't have to be right now in the university, in the university campus setting. So for me, campus is everywhere. As an adjunct, I am going to teach also in different universities in different countries. So this is my true passion. I'm not going to leave my true passion of teaching, but the formal career path brought me to that kind of, diversification.
Yes. It's interesting because you mentioned it's organic. And to me, it also seems in a way circular, not in the sense of sort of just going back to the start or repeating yourself, but almost in the way I perceive sort of the classical perception of time, that one sort of repeats oneself not simply by doing the same things, but revisiting and one thing leading back to another, obviously making progress and with changes and moving forward, but in a very sort of circular, and you said organic way. Yeah. So how keeping not professionalism and practice and academia almost in a balancing act, two opposites, but very much together, one feeding the other, which is really interesting. And I think in your case, you've explained it really, really well, because it comes out alive. But I think even our listeners, especially maybe young students and researchers and prospective academics, might sort of really see this very whole picture coming together.
This was my whole idea at the very beginning. Also, my perspective as a generalist, maybe not a specialist. So bringing different disciplines and establish this kind of holistic perception. And thanks for the opportunity for sharing it with our audience, with other people. And my humble suggestion would be for those who are working in the, would like to work interdisciplinary in a rather formal and modern setting, please do continue. It is going to bring you a lot of opportunities, perspective, the people from different backgrounds. It will flourish and diverse your life. I'm very happy that I have done it.
Gökçe, I thank you very much for having shared those thoughts and experiences with us, and also wish you all the very best for your next...
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot for inviting me and for your warm wishes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nittama li dik l-intervista minn mija daqsbajda ma' Gökçe Dervişoglu Okandan minn l-Università ta' Bilgin, Istanbul, u kif smajtu qed fittex ukoll il-passi li jmiss fil-karriera di jen t-izviluppa tagħha ġbidkom, nistedinkom tibqgħu segwu din is-silsiela kemm wasalna fl-aħħar sa waqt ngħaddu għal jmiss u dejjem infakkarkom issibu kollox online fuq is-sit tal-ġurnat ta' Campus FM. Nirringrazzjakom. U nisidinkom terġaw t-naqdu miħaj għall-axar program fil-sensiela il-ġumma d-dijela dejjem minn Campus Għalim.